From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Students and civil rights activists are still asking Florida to hold Black and Hispanic students to a higher standard. It's been a little over a year since the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a federal civil rights complaint against the state's race-based academic goals. In that time, there have been a number of protests by activists who oppose lower expectations for minorities. But to understand how the race-based goals play out in the classroom, State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack sat down with a panel of high school students.
Hi, my name is Adriana Cantos. I recently graduated from Atlantic Community High School in Delray Beach. I am Hispanic.
My name is Robert Burns. I'm a sophomore. I attend Gulliver Prep. I'm from Homestead, Florida, and I am African American.
Hi, my name is Joshua Carter. Born and raised in Miami, around Hispanic culture. I recently graduated from Law Enforcement Officers Memorial High School.
Hello, I'm Spencer Anderson. I just graduated from Atlantic Community High School. I'm an African American, and I live and I was born and raised in Boca Raton, and I'm surrounded by Jewish and Caucasian cultures.
The state of Florida has race-based education goals. By 2017, 80% of Hispanic students are expected to be performing in mathematics at grade level, whereas 86% of white students are expected to be at grade level, and 74% of African-American and Black students are expected to be at grade level. When you guys hear that, Spencer, what do you make of it?
We should put a cap or like an expectation in order to start somewhere and achieve that goal, but from a personal standpoint, I think it's terrible. They're only aiming for a certain amount of students passing, whereas they should just aim for everyone. They should teach in order to have everyone pass these examinations. And also, it leads to self-fulfilling prophecies.
Adriana?
Yeah, I kind of agree with him. Or even the teachers, when they see these statistics, they start thinking, oh, this kid is going to do worse, or maybe he won't pass, instead of seeing how everyone has that potential to pass. And I think it affects the way that they teach, how they act with other people, how they answer other kids' questions. So I feel like these numbers are actually making the education for students, like, people don't even realize they're doing it, but knowing the fact that maybe, oh, 25% of Hispanic kids won't pass, they're like, okay, well, maybe I don't need to put that much focus on the other kids. They do that subconsciously, and it isn't giving equality to all the kids.
Have any of you felt that in the classroom?
Honestly, I did. I've been taking Spanish as a course since elementary school. So as being a Black male, it's supposed to be harder for me. I mean, it was actually rather easy to me. Like, Spanish just caught on, but maybe that's because of the people who I was surrounded with. Because nowadays, I go to my friend's house who are Hispanic nearly daily.
Yeah, and what about you, Robert?
I think when I was in public school, I think you can kind of just see a change in the atmosphere versus now being in private school. I think the atmosphere was a lot more lenient. And if you lower the expectations for students just based on the color of their skin, then you're really putting a limit on their success. And I think that's not fair. I think that the Brown versus the Board of Education, I think that was meant so that things like that wouldn't happen. And I think that if we go back and we try to put those expectations, that we're only going back from what, you know, history corrected.
That was State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack speaking with a panel of high school students. You can find more from this conversation at the State Impact website. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.